This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sadly, three people die and 39 homes damaged after a house explosion in Indiana. Janet Yellen is telling the IRS, don't you go after Americans making less than $400,000. What's that all about? And there is pressure now for the ex-president, the former president, Donald Trump, by Republicans who are backing him to speed up his announcement that he'll run in 2024 for president after the FBI searched his mansion in Palm Beach. Hey, everybody, just another day in paradise here in these United States of America. I'm Kate Delaney, and I'm thrilled, as always, to be here with all of you, no matter where you hail from, whatever nook, cranny, canyon, crevice, whatever, it's all good, right? Somebody once told me, are you breathing? Can you breathe? Are you above ground? Then you're having a good day. Not a good day for the people in Indiana who are caught up in that melee. Again, three people died, 39 homes, just a wreck, this wild explosion in Evansville, Indiana. It's one of those things where when you hear these stories, you think about your neighborhood and what caused that. Was that something that was underneath homes? Is it something that was in a house that caused that devastating explosion? You know, what was it where it's like instantaneous and you see that there's insulation that's just blown out of homes and windows are blown out. It's the scariest thing you can imagine. Was it electric? Was it something else? Of course, there's that investigation that's going on to try to figure out what could have caused something of this magnitude. And people that do live in that area, their homes that are kind of in, not sure if it's inhabitable or not, were told to spend the night away. Search and rescue teams are going to be allowed back into that neighborhood after the utilities are secured and the ATF determines their part of the investigation is over. So is it a gas deal or what is it? What caused that explosion? Because we've seen that happen before in neighborhoods and people are asking questions about pipes and things. It is absolutely scary and terrible for the people there. It was terrible to hear that, I have to say it, the three dreaded letters, the IRS, were getting pumped up to the tune of $80 billion as part of this Inflation Reduction Act, so that they would get that amount of money over the next 10 years and there would be more audits specifically aimed at the middle class, people who aren't making it, and small businesses who are desperately trying to make it, saying that they're going to get audited, which once you say the audit word, it just is not a good word to fling around to people who don't have a lot of money. So Janet Yellen is saying, the Treasury Secretary, that don't you target these households that earn less than $400,000, saying that specifically I directed that any additional resources, including any new people that we hire or auditors that are hired, shall not be used to increase the share of small business or households below that $400,000 threshold that are audited relative to historic levels. Do you think that is going to hold up? Call me a little bit conflicted on it. I'm thinking no. I don't think so. I mean, listen, because of the blowback on it, it's been talked about that the bill itself, the new funding, is not intended to increase taxes on any taxpayer or small business with a taxable income below $400,000. But if you look at this from all angles, it does seem likely that the target would be the middle class. I mean, please, please give us a break. And after all of this conversation about who's not paying their taxes and who do we need to go after and what should be the norm. Now, $80 billion is a big investment into the IRS. I mean, listen, they can hire with that kind of coin more than 86,000 plus full-time employees over the next decade, which that's what's going to happen. There's going to be more personnel that's going to be hired. And if you know anything about the IRS and you know anything about trying to get in touch with the IRS, forget about it, right? I've said this so many times, but in the last couple of years, I have a word for this. Figure it out. We live in the world of figure it out because that's what happens. You got to figure it out yourself. And that's a frustrating thing for a lot of Americans who don't want to be squeezed and feel like they are going to get squeezed. So I suggest that they use some of that money to get more people on the phones to be able to talk to people through whatever it is with their small business or something else that they have to file, that they can get through it easier when they can't understand the gobbledygook that is on the IRS website. I'm just saying. There is so much conversation about what took place at Mar-a-Lago in that search, right? And Republicans are saying, a lot of Republicans are saying, listen, just announce that you are running in 2024. So if anything, the former president has gotten a lot of encouragement to jumpstart his next presidential campaign because his primary residence became the target of that FBI search warrant. He is expected to run again. We've talked about it a lot. We've talked to other people about it. He was looking at Labor Day as the target launch date, but now it may be accelerated. Or will it be what many others suggested? Wait to see what happens with the midterms and the landscape to jump into it in the middle of that. But I think all bets are off because people want to know, is he running or not? Is he running or not? So there is the push to do that. I mean, one of his biggest allies, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, said, the one thing I can tell you is that I believe he was going to run before, and I'm even stronger in my belief now that he's going to do that, right? But in the meantime, there's a huge war chest, so there's no problem with that, which is part of what you have to do, pump out the commercials, no matter who you are. In the meantime, you have this Justice Department thing, and then you've got a four-hour-plus deposition. The former president invoked his Fifth Amendment rights and declined to answer questions from the New York Attorney General at a scheduled deposition on Wednesday. What he said again and again is, under the advice of my counsel, and for all of the above reasons, I declined to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen under the United States Constitution. He was being deposed by lawyers from the New York Attorney General's office as part of a more than three-year civil investigation into whether the Trump Organization misled lenders, insurers, and tax authorities by providing them misleading financial statements. I think he's going to announce. What do you think? Hang with us.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Westlow has authored a book called Destruction in Love. She's with us now, and it's an interesting title because it immediately grabs you and makes you think, wow, what's this about? Elizabeth, how'd you come up with this book, and tell us more about it?
Well, it's a poetry chapbook which combines rhyming couplets and stanzas with prose and quotes that don't rhyme, and I came up with the title because it's honestly a poetic book about my turmoil in regards to relationships and how possibly they destroyed me or I destroyed them. So sort of a play on words.
Yes, destruction in love. I mean, you say it right in the beginning, even in, you know, when you first look at the book and you look at the very beginning of it in what you're talking about, and even in saying, the me you know is not who I am, that is brilliant. I kept pondering that today over coffee, like, the me you know. Was it tough to pull this all together? Was it fun? What was it like for you to put all your work into this?
Well, this particular book, I think, pulled a lot out of me and took a lot out of me because I really wrote it when I was very emotionally distraught. A lot of those poems, I was writing my pain out and I was writing hurt and anger out. And in a way, it was cathartic, but also it was very emotional for me. So that's where my mindset was when I was writing the book. But I forgot your initial question. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. It's what we're talking about. We're talking about what was it like for you? Was it fun? I mean, you've written other books. Letters and What If We Are the Reflection and all of that. Yeah. So what was this one like?
This book was fun to write and fun to put together. And I feel in a lot of ways it's sort of proving that you can make it through anything that you go through because I really write about what these two men that I was involved with at this time were doing to me and how they were making me feel. I was in a toxic relationship, and he was really hurting me, and I wrote it all out there, and writing it out and getting it down on paper was a psychological release for me and really helped me get through, because I don't think I would have been able to get through what I was going through without that, without being able to put it on paper and get relief.
Oh, wow. So that is very, very, very powerful. And, you know, you talk about follow your head and your heart will follow, that others say follow your head and your heart will follow. Do you think that's true?
I didn't know. That was the question. It was, do I follow my head or do I follow my heart? And I never knew which. And that's why I was writing, was because I was so stuck. I couldn't decide, do I follow my head and I go with true love, or do I follow my heart and stay in a toxic relationship? And it ended up that the only thing I could do was write it out, be alone, and choose myself. And that's the only way I could get through it.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite poem or something that you've written in the book, in Destruction in Love?
Yes, definitely. I feel like I started off with a bang. If I could read that, that would be great.
Sure.
So it starts with, I need to be set free. I feel him pull me down, tugging on the edge of my mouth, causing me to wear a frown. Please make him let me go. How I need that white gown. Please don't let me wake one day to find no one in my town. I cannot refrain from listening. They talk, they make such sound. When am I allowed to look up rather than face the ground? Here I reach my hand to you, 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 and you, asking each and every one, please make the pain be through.
Wow, that's beautiful. What do you hope people take away from reading, picking up at any point? Because that's the thing that's wonderful about your book. You can pick it up at any point. What do you hope people take away from Destruction in Love?
I hope that when people are reading these poems, they can really feel what I was feeling. I hope that it derives some emotion in them. And I hope also, if you're going through something, if you're stuck in a relationship, you don't know which way to go, or you're just stuck in anything and you really feel you can't find a way out, I think this book, by reading it and reading what I experienced, you can find that there is a way through anything. As long as you find a positive outlet, rather than just sitting still and not moving, find a positive outlet and slowly the answers will come to you. And I think that's the most important thing.
I love that. What a great sentiment. So you have, as I mentioned before, and you can get this Kindle version, you can get this on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. And you have What If We Are, The Reflection, you have letters. What's next for you? Are you working on something else?
Well, right now I'm just really trying to get the word out about these three books, and I'm trying to push Destruction in Love. No one really knows who I am. I'm kind of sitting here trying to wave at the world and say, hello, can someone notice me here? So I'm just trying to get the word out that I have some interesting books here that anyone can really just take a look at. And Instagram as well, my samples are all there under Poetry by Elizabeth.
All right, Instagram, Poetry by Elizabeth. I love it. So you're waving your hand, and we see you, Elizabeth. Elizabeth,
thank you.
Weslow. And again, there's all three books, but Destruction in Love. I think what an interesting, fabulous concept it is. And I wish you the best with it, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kate.
It's funny talking to her about waving her hands and getting attention. I was thinking today that Alan Funt had a thing called Candid Camera. It premiered in 1948. Think of now how people get exposure almost instantly, whether they want it or not, TikTok, etc. And the whole Candid Camera thing was, you people didn't catch you. That's why it was Candid Camera. And then they were pranking unsuspecting people and then saying, shocking them and saying, smile, you're on Candid Camera. Now it's like, Be careful what you say, because you're always on candid camera. So a way, way, way different world, that's for sure. Lots of conversation about the squeeze that we're all feeling because of inflation. And this is something that's interesting in talking about used cars and how the demand for used cars is up. Ford actually bumped the price of its electric F-150 Lightning pickups, because there's been some interest in that, from 6K to 8.5K, saying that there's been a rise in material cost. Tesla increased prices on its electric vehicles by up to 6K in June, but they never said why, but it shocked a lot of people when that happened. I mean, we're still caught in supply and demand, without a doubt, because we're seeing it. If you rent, rents have really skyrocketed, especially in places in Florida. In Miami, rents are up 31%, Tampa 23%, but it's not just limited to Florida. Austin, Texas, 25%. San Diego, California, 26%. Nashville, 19%. Raleigh, North Carolina, a great place to live, 23%. Boston, Massachusetts, 23%. So you have people who are finding that their rent has been hiked. 4 out of every 10 renters spent more than 30% of their gross income on rent. And when you're talking about 25% or more, wow, how do you swing that? You know, it used to be, it's been a while since I've rented, but it used to be it would go up a little bit, right? Like whatever the monthly was. Oh, the rent's going up $30. But imagine if your rent is going up $400 or $500 a month. And then that's on top of food and utilities and transportation. It's a big squeeze. That's what it is. People are getting so, so squeezed. And renting makes it pretty tough. But we see this with the mortgage figures and how much that's gone up if you're trying to buy a house. So it's kind of, you're caught in one racket or the other, depending on where you are. And also probably your relationship with your landlord. If you're lucky and you have a good relationship and the landlord's doing okay, maybe you're not going to get squeezed quite as much. All right, stay with us. Got a couple of great segments coming up next before we hit the highway.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump is refusing to answer deposition questions as part of a civil investigation into his business in New York. The former president, using his constitutional right to plead the Fifth in a probe carried out by the New York Attorney General, who's looking into whether the Trump Organization improperly reported real estate assets. According to the latest CPI, inflation is taking a breather in July.
Inflation in July dropped slightly to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease was announced Wednesday morning by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The House is in session on Wednesday, and President Biden and the First Lady are in South Carolina for vacation. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is signing into law the PACT Act for veterans who suffered toxic exposure to burn pits.
The PACT Act is the least we can do for the countless men and women who suffered toxic exposure while serving their country.
The bill expands access to health care and disability benefits for service members, and President Biden adds was long overdue. A member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was charged for attempting to assassinate former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Matt Olson, Assistant AG for the Justice Department's National Security Division, says that the United States will work to disrupt every effort made by Iran to seek revenge within the United States.
This was not an idle threat. And this is not the first time we have uncovered brazen acts by Iran to exact revenge against individuals on U.S. soil. We will work tirelessly to continue to expose and disrupt every one of these efforts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
London joins us. Her book is called Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. Thank you so much, Dr. London, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about stereotypes. What drove you to write this book?
Well, it was a eureka moment for me. I had lived in the United States for about 4 years and had quite gotten used to and was utterly spoiled by the specific appurtenance of hot and cold water, which I could blend to my desired temperature for showers and baths. What a guilty pleasure. And then I returned to my country of birth, which is Guyana, for a visit. When I stepped into the shower, I shrieked and realized that the water was cold. Yes, it was the same temperature it had always been throughout my years of growing up, but my altered recent experience in the United States had pampered me and changed my perception of what should be commonplace. And it was in that moment that I understood why the missionaries from the United States who visited our home from time to time, my dad having been a pastor, those missionaries, I thought, only liked to rely on cosmetics. So from my enlightened perspective, then, I understood that my misconception of them was a product of my lack of exposure. Stereotypes generally say more about us than they do about the people
who are being stereotyped. And it was the aftermath of this revelation, this insight, this flash, this profound realization, compounded with my heightened alertness as I began to travel to various countries and to observe how different people respond to situations or interact with others or make assumptions or use varying tones during discussions. It was after all of these observations and focused alertness that I embarked upon the nature of stereotypes, hence the genesis of this book.
So let's talk about the book. And as you say, you really named it well, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. So what will we learn in your book?
Well, really, the book comes out at an auspicious moment when our society is fraught with disaster and strife. It crafts the tool whereby we can understand the origins, mechanisms, and functions of stereotypes. It explains how stereotypes are formed and that in reality, they start off with noble intentions for our survival and safety. And then they devolve into complex social issues. It explains why we need stereotypes, and it examines the important roles of culture, philosophy, and our entire Welt and Schauung as a whole in interpreting everything around us and how they affect and influence the choices we make and our perceptions regarding food or physical appearance or colorism, racism, whether it be intraracial or interracial, gender roles, work, school, relationships, ageism, intelligence. Stereotypes are foregone conclusions. They pigeonhole people. They label. They profile. They categorize. They box in people. They are pervasive. They are endemic. They are ubiquitous. And that's why this book equips us with requisite strategies to help alleviate our feelings of guilt and its attendant shame, of blaming, scapegoating. And these problematic shards or splinters of stereotyping fall away as we shift to a place of accountability. And we can feel like, you know what? I can do something about this. And so the book opens our eyes to this enlightenment.
Wow. And for you, I mean, you've traveled extensively. You've seen it. You mentioned it where you had that eureka moment when you knew you had to do this book. What do you hope people take away from reading your book? And I think you're saying it.
Thank you. Well, we all contribute in subtle, conscious and unconscious ways to the dilemmas, the atrocities, the discomfort, marginalizations, microaggressions, brutality, barbarity, inhumanity, injustice. And all of these are created by stereotypes. We subscribe to beliefs and practices in our everyday lives because eventually the stereotypes to which we subscribe, we cannot say this too much, say more about us than they do about the people to whom they are targeted. But we need not hang our heads in shame. The book heightens our awareness as we look in the mirror to work on ourselves, to challenge ourselves, to introspect, to self-examine, to sentinel ourselves and our actions, to reflect, and then to begin to improve our daily interactions as individuals and as a society, to enhance our worldview and to become more vigilant as we use this roadmap towards heightened awareness and awakening to dig deeper within ourselves in order to live more nobly, more honestly, more peaceably, so that we can contribute to a more harmonious world.
Wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, what a great goal for this book. One of the things that you talk about in the book is you talk about the inherent dangers of stereotype formation. And that's part of, as you mentioned, where we are. That's part of the problem that we see day in and day out, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes,
and
there are dangers in that as we form them, because they are so quickly made. We make quick observations, and in that speedy making of these stereotypes, dangers are lurking everywhere.
That's right, because the instant judgment in not really knowing a person. So what happens? It kind of, and you say it. You say this book examines how stereotypes barge their way into our consciousness and affect our interactions in society. And you talk about that you know, this book communicates some observations you've made about life, and it challenges people to dig deeper within ourselves to live more nobly, more honestly, and look at the dynamics, of course, of stereotypes. Once you put this book together and put it out there, how did that feel to you? Which, by the way, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. How did that feel to you?
You know what? I feel unburdened, because I feel like finally it's out, because this book has been in the making for actually several years, you know, and I'm glad that it's finally out, and I'm happy that people can access it, and I honestly hope that everybody will just get a copy, because this is something for all of us. It is not just for one person, and nobody needs to feel guilty about anything, because we're equally involved, all of us.
I like that. We're equally involved. And, you know, again, how you started, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. And empathy now more than ever, don't you think that is so vital?
It is so vital today. You know, we need to push guilt away and just pull empathy in. Pull in empathy, because, you know, it is understanding ourselves. When we love ourselves and we understand ourselves, we will understand all the people all the more. So it starts with us. It's a personal journey, actually, for each of us. And nobody has arrived there as yet.
Yeah. And I like, too, what you do in the book, where you include well-known stereotypes, right? And one of them you put in there, well, I just laughed out loud, women can't parallel park as well as men.
Well, you know, well, stereotypes do not arise, are not born in a vacuum. You know, we observe things, and I may know some people even who do not parallel park, who happen to be women. Possibly myself. Who knows?
I like that. Possibly myself. And then for all my British friends listening, you say British, and this is another stereotype, British people are incredibly polite, reserved, and well-mannered.
Right.
Oh, I know some that would break that mold.
Oh, yes. Again, you know. So that's just what's so wrong about this whole thing. You know, we make quick judgments, and yes, some people are polite, and yes, some women cannot parallel park, but does that mean all of them? No. And that's where we have to make allowances for individuality, which is what we don't do when we stereotype.
Yes, absolutely. What a delight to have you on again, Dr. London. Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. Thank you so much. Pick up the book. It's a game changer. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Do you have the
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
James Beck is in our virtual green room. He's a TEDx speaker, a relationship building expert, an author and innovator, a structural integration therapist. I love that title. And he's the creator of Beck Balance Wellness Workshops and so much more, the founder of Give Beck. Here's what I like. He teaches people how to transform relationships through service to others. And he really did it. He lived it. I said it going into the break. Can you imagine getting rid of all of your possessions, going to every single state, and doing service for a person, a family in every single state, not asking for anything except for that the people pay it forward? And that's exactly what he did. James Beck, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So you and I talked off the air, and we talked about what you did, and I want to give a little bit of the background to this story. Why did you do this in the first place? If you wind the clock back, 10-plus years ago, what drove you to do what you did?
I found myself opposite in the way a lot of people find themselves. Instead of at a bad place, I found myself in a very good place at the top of the mountain, at the peak of my decision. But then I looked around and I found that I climbed the wrong mountain. And I was unhappy. My relationships were falling apart from neglect. I was around a lot of people. I was lonely. I was making money and I you know, had good business stuff going, but it just didn't seem to have any meaning or fulfillment. And I felt like I had an idea and that I'd been playing with for actually several years, about a decade that I've been working on it, on how to rewire the mind. And I'd written a book and I was like, okay, are you really legit? Do you really know this? Or are you just brilliant in your bedroom and just going to talk about it on dinner parties all the time? And so it was like either put up or shut up. And so it was kind of a reckoning when I was December 1st, 2010. I was looking at myself in the mirror after I got out of the shower and I was naked, you know, when you're just all the flaws are just right there in front of you. And I was like, you know, you don't fool me. You sling this and you make your life look good on the outside, but you don't fool me. And I wanted to look at myself in the mirror and be proud and like have that glint in your smile to where you're like you're happy with the way your choices are. And it was like, you know, I just realized that I needed to change everything around. So what do you do when you want to become a better man or new human? You have to press the reset button. So it was also the one thing that I felt like every person that I knew, I grew up in a very religious household, but it was also like, you know, maybe it wasn't the best examples always of what faith could be like, but it was that renunciation of possessions that I thought, you know, if I could do that and I could live in a state of service, that would prove to me that at least I'm not a fraud. At least my belief system is legit and it would teach me what I need to learn, you know, kind of set me off and reset things on the right path. So that's why I did it.
You do this and then you come out of it after going to all these states and meeting all these different people and doing various things to help people. That had to be an incredible game changer for you, life changing, was it? Obviously.
Well, it was. It was, you know, every week or every new week, it was a new experience, a new family. I couldn't rest on my life or my possessions. It was almost like destroying my mind. Like I couldn't rest on any of the habits that I had before. I had to truly live and just be giving and loving and hope that was enough. Hope that humanity is good enough to where it would, like, you know, if humans are good, then this will work. And if they're not, then I'm up a creek. But betting everything on service, it was one of those things that I was looking at. Okay, every religion, the apex of being a yogi, being a Christian, being, you know, Jewish religion, Islam, you have Hindu, they talk about service and protect and serve police or the military going into the service. And I thought, well, what if I just reverse engineered it and instead of getting there one day, start there and immerse my whole life in it? What type of human would I become if that's what my primary focus was versus later on down the road? And it has completely transformed everything. I mean, my life is amazing. I feel like I want to tell everyone, like, hey, instead of talking in a religious fashion to where a lot of people are like, you have to do this, I wish people could hear my tone and say, you have to do this. it's amazing how it transforms everything. It's like a royal way to exist, and relationships are better, opportunities are better. Everything aligns and flows in a direction to where I don't have to work at doing something. You feel like the powers that be in the universe are working and conspiring in your favor.
Yeah, and now you take that giving and you teach people and organizations how to use that mindset, that service mindset, to build and maintain and grow and repair relationships. And it has to have just an incredible effect, I would imagine, a ripple effect.
So what I do is I teach companies how to transform their corporate culture into a cooperative community by using service and kind of using the principles that were distilled throughout the country. You know, every state taught me at least one great lesson, if not three, four, five, ten. But as, you know, you grow and you transform, you recognize patterns that are universal with humans. And it has nothing to do with individual people or experiences, but you kind of feel those flows. And then now, being able to work with, and I started off working with the military and helping with, they have some challenges with PTSD and rewiring the brain and removing some of that trauma. And I grew up in a foster home. I'm not a foster child, but I have 38 foster sisters and 11 foster brothers, and it's a very intense upbringing. So there was an internal goal when I launched out on this journey, because I was used to having a lot of anxiety myself. And if I'm going to rewire my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have two goals, an internal one and an external one. And the internal one was to remove my anxiety, PTSD, from childhood experiences. And then the external goal was to, you know, create this larger-than-life game, so to speak. You know, when we play, we seek difficult things to do. You know, we do hard things. You know, when we play, we slay the dragon. When we play our video games, or when we play, we run to a point of exhaustion for a point. Like, literally, we play games for a point, and we're killing our bodies. And when we play, as human beings, we play to save the day. And so how do we encourage our race to play again together, to be children again together? And so usually, it takes being, serving together. And so I learned, as I went around the country, experiencing how when you serve another human being, and you just give them time without any attachment to the time, and you're just like, hey, whatever you want. And I'm like, can you clean my baseboards? Sure. Can you clean my garage? Sure. Can you babysit my kids? Sure. Like, here, you have these days. And then they come back, and you did a good job. I found that I never once I tried to tell people what I thought or believed. In fact, I intentionally tried to avoid it. But I found that almost always on the second day, and universally by the third day, when you serve someone and you just give them time, they're like, oh my goodness, this is awesome. What do you believe? This is so cool. And they're like, give me some of that belief, instead of we get stuck into trying to proselytize and push what we think. I think if we were just to say, look at faith and religion and realize that it's more ability than it is obligation, I think things would change towards the better.
Yeah, what a perfect place to end this. What a great human being. You can find out more about James Beck by going to givebeck.com. All roads are there with what he does and how you could hire him or how you could buy his book or any of that kind of stuff and more on his story. Thanks, James.
Thank you for having me.
Terrific. Just amazing to think about paying it forward, like he said, the things that he did, could you do that? And then the reaction to the people when he did those things, like saying cleaning the baseboards and whatever it was, clean my garage. Just an amazing story, an amazing guy. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.